escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I thought he was one of the best prospects I've ever seen coming out of school. I really do. Oh. In terms of, it's a rare, you know, guy in terms of, you know, size, athleticism, intelligence, competitiveness, all of that stuff. Found himself in a brutal situation his rookie year. Lack of talent around him. I just think in terms of how the organization was being coached, all of that stuff. It was like a reboot in year two. And he gets the benefit of a great coach who I think is going to end up pulling the best out of him. Both head coach and offensive coordinator and Josh McDaniels. And then I think the help around him. So, you know, the improvement in the talent. Now, look, you know, one swing at it in terms of improving in an offseason, it's hard to fix everything in New England with where they were. But I do believe that the jump from year one to year two is going to be drastic for Drake May.
Matt Hasselbeck talking up the year two leap. I'm sorry, Tim Hasselbeck talking up the year two leap for Drake May. And it's an example of some of the buzz out there for him. Now, Keith, we've pretty consistently said he's not highly ranked on any of these quarterback lists, top 25, under 25, the Jeremy Fowler list that came out yesterday, which, by the way, he did off the ball backers today. Spillane got a vote.
How about that?
There were like 30 linebackers on there, but well, he was...
He's a tackling machine.
Yeah, he clocked in at like 27, something like that. I'd have to recount.
See, they have out of talent.
But he did show up on that list. Yeah. So he's on there. Henry's an honorable mention, and Duggar is on there as well.
All right.
But we've kind of discussed Drake May and how people feel about him nationally. He's below Bo Nix on a lot of these lists. He's certainly below Jaden Daniels, probably neck and neck with Caleb Williams in that draft class from a year ago. Tim Hasselbeck, that's an example of a guy who is quite high on Drake May. He does highlight the weapons there as something that they are better,
right?
But they can hold him back. Is that going to be a fair excuse for Drake May this year? Like when we look up at the end of the year, if he has an underwhelming year, the team doesn't win enough games, are we going to give him another year of the offensive line was bad, the weapons weren't good? Is that going to be a fair game for him?
I kind of think so, only if it plays out this way. Let's say Steph Diggs... This is all realistic, too, unfortunately. Let's say Steph Diggs isn't ready to go week one, and then when he is back, you can tell he's not the same, right? So now you have a less than 80%, 70% Steph Diggs of what he's been in the past. If Kyle Williams is another wide receiver the Patriots have drafted over the last 25 years in different regimes, and he kind of fits into that model, and he's not really helping you...
It's pretty realistic.
Then what are you left with? Yeah. Your receiving group is basically Mac Hollins and the guys that were already here. Your tight ends are the same. You did add Travion Henderson, but that's, you know, going to help the overall offense. It should. I don't know how much it's going to help, like, Drake May's stats. So if, like, the worst-case scenarios happen for a couple of the new receivers, I think the conversation will still be there a little bit. Like, if Drake May, if you look up and you say, oh, all the other, you know, like, Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams all have, like, more touchdown passes and more yards, there'll be plenty of people saying, well, he's throwing to Kendrick Bourne and Mac Hollins. So I do think, unfortunately, because I hated it when Mac Jones was here. I don't like it, but it is also realistic that if you have one of the worst receiving groups in the league, it's fair to point that out. So I have a bad feeling that there's a chance that could happen.
Yeah. You know, it always comes with the caveat. You got to see how it plays out. And you're right. I mean, I think you paint a pretty realistic picture.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't want to give him that excuse coming out of year two. Like, hopefully it doesn't get there. Hopefully he does what Tim Hasselbeck says and he makes a big leap forward. Or, you know, even some of the discussion the other day, Andrew Callahan, I like him way more than I like Josh Allen coming into the league, and he's still on that Josh Allen track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we looked at Josh Allen's year two yesterday, and the numbers weren't off the charts, but the team won a lot of games. He didn't have a ton of weapons that year, and he took a big step forward. I don't want to give Drake May the out. And so I don't want to sit here going into next year and through 2 years blame the weapons that were around him. So hopefully,
I don't want to do that either.
Hopefully he makes it. Hopefully he does what Josh Allen did and he gets 1,000 yards out of a John Brown type.
What if?
Or Steph Diggs goes in the wayback machine and like gives you a big year.
At some point, the quarterback needs to make the players around him better. That's the whole point. It's rather the highest paid guy. It's rather the most important. So they have to do that. I think it's tough when they're really early in their careers. Like, you need somebody to sort of like break through with them a little bit, sort of like what Josh Allen had year three with Steph Diggs. He at least has a very, very experienced offensive coordinator / play caller. So he has that, which was also lumped in with the excuses for last year. But just to play out this like doomsday scenario real quick, which I don't think is going to happen, by the way. I have them for 10 wins. I'm just pointing out like what could happen. If the fears are realized with Will Campbell and he's playing guard, and you have a turnstile left tackle and Steph Diggs isn't playing.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Drake May is going to have plenty of excuses.
So, no. I think that one is the most valid. I have lower expectations on Diggs than most. And I think he's their best receiver.
Right.
But
more like just availability.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to look like on the other side of the injury, and I still doubt he'll be ready week one. Chad
Kraft.
Wrote at The Athletic that, you know, there's a chance he starts on PUP and he's not out there working on day one of training camp, and I would just brace for Diggs not being out there week one. And I feel like I've been consistent in saying that. If he's out there, great. But I would brace for that. The real excuse for Drake May is if Will Campbell can't play left tackle. And he's either a turnstile, like you said, or by the end of the year he has to kick inside the guard, or he obviously isn't a tackle by the end of the rookie year. And then we look at it and we go, well, Mike Vrabel got here. His pick, because we think it's his pick, was Will Campbell at 4, and the guy can't play tackle? That would be a big excuse for, I think, a bigger, more valid excuse for Drake May than, oh, he couldn't get more out of these receivers. Because I feel like that, if he has time to throw, these guys are good enough. It's a more improved room than a year ago, especially with Diggs. Even if I'm lower on Diggs than most, he's clearly better than anybody they had last year, and he's the best guy in the room now. If he has time to throw and he can't make it work with these guys, I won't give him an excuse. If Campbell can't play, that's different.
I mean, the first three draft picks they had are all there to help Drake May in some regard. Yep. And so you got Will Campbell, Henderson, Kyle Williams. And so right away, those guys are all going to have an opportunity to be on the field a lot and take some of the pressure off of Drake May. But he still needs to be their best player. Like, there's a lot of pressure on him in that regard, where some of the other quarterbacks that we mentioned, like, in that same kind of grouping as Drake May, like, Brock Purdy doesn't have to be their best player. Nope. Bo Nix doesn't have to be their best player. Hell, even Jalen Hurts, as much as you and I like him and actually respect him, not everybody does, he doesn't have to be their best player. Drake May, when you look around, if their offense is going to do anything, he's got to be their best player.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Like, I don't think that's, like, putting too much on the guy. Like, you were the third pick in the draft. You're a starting quarterback in the league. Like, you have a ton of upside. So, yeah, you're the best player.
Yeah. And again, Allen, year two, go look at the weapons. They weren't good. No. And he won 10 games. Herbert, I'm trying to remember. Herbert, year two, still had a pretty good Eckler, and definitely Keenan Allen was still good at that point in time. Yeah. So he had better weapons.
But horrible coaching.
They won 9 games. Terrible coaching. Fair. So, yeah. Is Drake May still going to have that excuse at the end of year two, which Tim Hasselbeck was hinting in, or are you not going to give it to him? It's year two. It's time to reform. You can discuss 617-779-7937. A lot of ways you can interact with Jones and Keefe. As we said, that's also your text line. You can also interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.